You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here with Joe Frisaro, our MLB.com Marlins reporter, as we're getting you ready for spring training, taking a little break from our roster breakdowns that we've been doing the last month or so on the podcast, and instead kind of doing a club reset, so to speak, heading into spring training. I have some questions. Joe, you have answers for them. We'll just go back and forth here and get people ready for spring training with pitchers and catchers reporting basically at the end of the week down in Jupiter, Florida. So question number one is, from the 2016 spring training to 2017 spring training for the Marlins, what's going to be the biggest difference?
It's been so much of what the Marlins have done this offseason stems from the passing of Jose Fernandez and how best to patch up the rotation, you know, with Jose's loss. And so the organization made a concerted effort to go out and get durable starters and try to get, you know, stiff competition. You know, they're not going to have true ones or twos, but they're hoping to have three, fours, and fives, and guys that could give them as many innings, you know, 180-ish, if possible. And that kind of was the direction of their offseason when they addressed the starting pitching.
All right, so when you look at this team now, there's an idea of who's going to be in the different roster spots, obviously, but there's always young players or maybe even veterans on minor league deals that really have big springs and play themselves into the conversation. So who might surprise us at Marlins camp?
Yeah, the guy who I'm keeping a real close eye on is Jose Urania. Jose is out of options. He's been a guy who's homegrown. They got him, you know, as an amateur out of the Dominican Republic several years back. He's had big league time. His numbers weren't great last year in the big leagues, but he has potential to, you know, start or throw out of the bullpen. And I think that the fact that he's out of options and the fact that he throws 95-plus and still has electric stuff and is just 25 years of age, I think the team's going to give him every chance to make this team. And I think they're even considering carrying extra elite relievers in hope that that happens.
All right, the star of the Marlins is obviously Giancarlo Stanton, from the contract to the power he can put up. So how is Giancarlo Stanton heading into 2017?
Giancarlo's role will be bigger than ever. I mean, you know, he is now the forefront. You know, he had Jose here the last couple of years. Yelich is a rising star. But this is Giancarlo's time. You know, he's missed substantial time throughout his career due to injuries. Played, I believe, 119 games last year, I think just 74 the year before. And, you know, they need him on the field. He, from all indications, is healthy. The groin injury that caused him to miss time in the second half is recovered to the point where he's even going to compete for Team USA in the World Baseball Classic. But, you know, the Marlins clearly are looking for Stanton to stay on the field and up to be the superstar that they always envisioned he could be.
When you look at this franchise and its vision, obviously it's probably changed a little bit in the last year with the tragedy of Jose Fernandez as far as the grand vision of how they're going to build this team into a World Series-type team. So what is the vision right now?
Well, the vision has kind of been that this still is Jose's team and this still is a core that can reach the next level. And obviously Jose isn't here to lead the rotation, but so many of those players around this team have a chance to blossom. We're talking Real Muto. We're talking Yelich. You know, you got Dean Gordon, who was just an all-star 2 years ago, who, you know, clearly has the chance to be an impactful player. They have a lot of really good pieces and a good core, and it's just kind of the hope that another year, that maybe last year, you know, they got kind of a taste of it for 4 months when they were, you know, firmly in the wild card race, and that they are ready, you know, even without, you know, one of the most impactful starting pitchers in the game, to still have enough team to reach the next level.
So that's the vision. How about a perfect season? Some teams have a goal of a perfect season, winning a World Series title. I'm not sure that's in the cards for the 2017 Marlins, but what would a perfect season for this club look like?
A perfect season for this club obviously would be one of, you know, one of the teams that reaches the postseason. And, you know, I think help and, you know, they don't have the deepest organization, so they're going to need help. They're going to need guys to stay on the field, and they're going to need to see what this core can do when healthy and if everyone's clicking on all cylinders. So the perfect season would be that falls into place, and they're one of the participants that moves on into October.
All right, when you look at this roster and what it shapes up like in spring training, where's the biggest competition spot in the spring in Jupiter?
Well, you know, there's going to be competition for that fifth starter spot, and whether it's going to be Dan Straley or Jeff Block or maybe even Jose Urania. But I think there's also going to be fifth competition to see who the number one starter is. You know, Wei-Yin Chen, even though Jose was here last year because of innings limit, Chen got the nod on opening day, but he clearly had a down year. He was hurt, and, you know, they're needing, you know, Chen to be that guy. Adam Connolly is a, you know, highly talented in-house guy who missed time due to injury. And Edison Volquez is one of their biggest additions, you know, and he is going to fight for that top of the rotation spot as well. So I think who takes the ball on opening day, I think the competition for that is probably going to be, you know, at least the biggest headline. And obviously the fifth starter is going to be in play. But I would go with the, you know, to see who's going to be the emerge as the ace of the Marlins is going to be the most interesting competition in camp.
The Marlins' home in Florida for the next 6 weeks basically is Jupiter, Florida. It's a shared location with the St. Louis Cardinals. And I've always kind of liked the shared facilities where you have two teams working out as opposed to a single team. Joe, what makes Jupiter a special place for Marlins fans to go? A lot of teams, their fan bases are getting out of the cold to go to spring training. That's obviously not the case for the Marlins, who actually travel north to spring training.
Yeah, it's just, I believe, like 80, 83 miles from Marlins Park to Roger Dean Stadium, their Jupiter home. It's just a great place for shopping. You got beaches there. You have a really beautiful area of the state that's not overly populated, and a lot of baseball players filter into there, plenty of restaurants, and I always thought it's a good, you know, when people come up for the weekend, they can catch a game, still go to the beach. They got a lot to do, you know, just an hour and a little bit more than an hour drive from Miami. And, yeah, I think it's a tremendous home, and now the fact that you have two more teams in Palm Beach County, you know, with the Astros and the Nationals moving just about 7 or 8 miles away from where the Marlins and Cardinals are located. You've got four MLB teams up there, and that means a lot of games are going to be played in Palm Beach County, which is not that far of a ride from South, you know, Miami and Broward counties.
Yeah, that east side of Florida used to be kind of tough with a lot of travel with the Nationals way up north, but it's really coming together now as kind of a cool area as far as spring training goes. And obviously spring training always a little more laid back and fun as well. It'll be good in Jupiter. Roger Dean Stadium, also one of my favorites as far as the Florida ballparks go. All right, this has been...
And one more thing, Kim, if I could add. They're adding a little overhang at Roger Dean Stadium. So if you're sitting on either third base or first base side, you're going to have some covering. So from when that sun hits you, you know, like it did in the past, it might get a little too warm for you. Or if there's rain, the fans are going to have a little bit more comfort sitting there watching these games.
All right. That's great information. Get ready. It's coming soon. Games at Roger Dean Stadium. This has been MLB.com Extras. Our Marlins edition. For Joe Frisaro, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.